This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Remember the first Matrix movie where Morpheus tells Neo, you were born, you are a slave, Neo. You were born into a mental prison, a prison for your mind. I mean, maybe that's not the exact quote, but it's something like that. And that movie came out in the late 1990s. And so here we are 20 years later or so. Turns out that that movie is, it was remarkably correct. You are born into slavery. You are living in a mental prison. And everything that you are subjected to in terms of media, information, news, education, the science establishment, the medical establishment, and on, all of it is to construct a mental prison for your mind so that you remain a slave in your own mind, and you don't recognize that you're a slave. And that's the most effective kind of slavery that the globalists put onto people, is a prison that you don't recognize as a prison. So you don't even think about the fact that you have these restraints on what you're allowed to think about. So you start to think about something that steps outside the bounds, or to talk about something that's outside the bounds, and then someone tells you, a friend says, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, what is that term, conspiracy theory? That's what the mental prison bars are made out of, to mock you for stepping outside the bounds, for daring to think something that's not accepted as fact. You know, it's called the Overton window, the window of allowable public debate. For example, you're not allowed to discuss the fact that World Trade Center Building 7 was brought down by demolition, and it wasn't struck by an airplane. And there were three buildings that collapsed on September 11, 2001. Two of them were hit by airplanes. The third was not. So what caused it to collapse in almost perfect symmetry? Well, of course, controlled demolition. But you're not allowed to even have that thought, you see. You're immediately derided as a conspiracy theorist. And there are all kinds of other things that you're not allowed to even discuss. And, you know, I don't know if all of these are true or false, but some of the things that you're not allowed to discuss, whether you believe them or not, is up to you, is the idea out there that Michelle Obama is actually a transgender man, for example. Or the idea that, I've seen this in some documentaries, that there's going to be a cosmic false flag where the government would, according to this theory, fake an alien invasion as a false flag in order to enslave humanity under global martial law, right? Things like that. There are a lot of theories out there. And of course, I advocate thinking about certain theories, such as the idea that globalists are trying to annihilate humanity, which actually, it's very similar to a science fiction film that stars Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman. It's called Oblivion. And I encourage you to watch Oblivion, because I think Oblivion is very close to fact, that Earth is being prepared to be to have humans eliminated so that Earth's resources can be taken over by non-Earth entities. I've explained in another podcast why I believe that's real, and why the extermination of humanity is being pushed so aggressively. But it's one of those things that you're not allowed to even discuss. So you're only allowed to think inside certain boundaries, and you're only allowed to believe certain things, like, the stock market will always go up. There will never be a crash, right? You're not allowed to think that. You're not allowed to think that the US dollar will never be the dominant world currency. You're not allowed to think that some human beings living today are actually taken over by satanic demons, right? That's supposed to be mythology, even though it's in all the films and movies and, you know, novels and everything that talks about demonic possession. And even though the Catholic Church itself has experts who rid people of demonic possession, you know, that's their job. That's what they do for the Catholic Church. You are not allowed to seriously discuss that idea, even though it's also reflected throughout almost every culture in human history. demonic possession. You're not allowed to talk about that. You're not allowed to talk about psychic phenomenon either. Remote viewing or telekinesis or people who claim they can see the future in their dreams and in some cases have very accurately seen the future and warned about it, and then the thing that they saw happened. You're not allowed to talk about that. Actually, one of those things happened to me. And I wrote about it a couple of years ago. When it happened, I had this very vivid dream. It was crazy vivid, of an explosion and fire in a like an open market setting. And it was like insanely vivid to me, so much so that I actually wrote about it publicly, knowing that, of course, I would be mocked for daring to write about a dream. And then it was, 3 days later or 7 days later? I forgot the exact timeline. There was a bombing in a market in, I don't remember now whether it was Thailand or Sri Lanka or where it was, that was almost a perfect description of what my dream was. And it became apparent to me that in my dream, because I've always been sensitive to human suffering and I've always been sensitive to people who, you know, I've always tried to help people and to save people from suffering. If you think about my life's work, that's what it really has been centered on, is protecting consciousness and conscious beings from suffering. So I've always been very sensitive to that. And then when that bombing happened, I knew, oh my God, this, my dream actually foresaw this. It's all written up on naturalnews.com if you want to see that. So I've had some things that I've experienced as well. I was saved by an angel, actually. My life was saved when I was in college. And I think I've told this story before, but there was a freezing rain. I went to college in the Midwest. There was a freezing ice rain on a winter night that had coated all the trees with heavy ice. And if you've ever lived in the Midwest and you've seen this, the trees, then a lot of branches will break off and fall down and the power lines get destroyed and so on. You'll see a lot of things like that during ice, sort of ice rain. Icy rain is what it's called. It comes down as rain, but then the trees are cold and it freezes ice on the trees. Well, I was walking home on the college campus, walking back to, I think it was my dorm at the time. And there was a sidewalk going right underneath a tree that had been covered with ice, like all these trees. And quite literally, a voice stopped me and told me to walk around that tree. And, you know, of course, I was like, whoa, where's this message coming from? And why should I walk around this tree? Because I had just walked under all kinds of trees. And but I decided to heed the voice. And so I walked off the sidewalk out into the road around the tree, and just as I had reached the same place where I would have been directly under the tree, a massive branch, probably 12 inches in diameter, 14 inches in diameter, I don't know, broke off and just shattered, just breaking everything all the way down, and crashed onto the sidewalk right where I would have been. And so my life was saved that day by something that cannot be explained by science or technical medicine, or, you know, any of the normal rules that people think apply. So I know firsthand that there is something beyond what is normally allowed to be talked about. And people have told me, well, that was God. That was an angel. That was an angel talking to you, you know, because your life has purpose. Every life has purpose, not just mine, of course. God wants all of us to be here for a purpose. And it wasn't your time to go. So you were saved from that because you have an important mission, and all of us do in our own way. But maybe you've experienced something like that as well. So you know that there's more to this world than what you're allowed to talk about. Isn't it interesting, though, that you are only allowed to live as a slave inside very strict boundaries of, quote, reality. And those boundaries are artificial, and they do not describe anything that you know is real, like consciousness. Consciousness goes beyond the realms of science and materialism, but you're not allowed to talk about consciousness. You're not allowed to talk about the fact that trees are conscious. Every living system has some kind of consciousness. Animals, trees, insects, worms, blades of grass have a kind of consciousness. Not the same as humans, but they are still conscious beings in their own way. So just think about this, because what I really focus on is things that you're not allowed to speak about, things you're not allowed to know. Forbidden knowledge is my specialty. And it's forbidden knowledge that will set you free, because it's the artificial false knowledge, the anti-facts that are pushed by the establishment that have kept you imprisoned. And it is real knowledge that will set you free. And that's what I offer you every day at naturalnews.com. So check it out. Support my work. I'll keep bringing it to you in every way possible. And we'll keep exploring this reality together. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.